This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all about whether the government's going to stay open or not. Yesterday, we were really grilling on General Milley. I think that soap opera is far from over. Pressure for him to resign, and he says absolutely no way. He did everything by the book when he contacted the Chinese. But that's yesterday's news. But that's the soap opera that will keep on giving, probably dripping it out throughout the rest of the week. We have an unofficial poll going on as to whether or not Milley should step aside or keep on, keep it on, and he did just what he was supposed to do. And I often say that this audience is pretty split on many of the hot-button issues that affect all of us in your backyard or my backyard, because obviously whoever is the top military brass does affect us because of what they're doing with the resources they're provided, which were the taxpayers. And how do we feel about the people who are in those highest positions, like Joint Chiefs of Staff, which is what General Milley is, whoever is involved in the top echelon of Department of Defense, because ultimately they have a say in what is happening, is they have the ear of the president. All right, I hope I have your ears. Thanks for listening to this show. I get so much email, and we're going to certainly hit the mailbag during this hour. My name's Kate Delaney, and whether you're a first-timer or, as I am fond of saying, you've been around the bend with me a couple of times, glad you're here, that's for sure. So looking at this potential breakdown on the Hill, I've gone through in the last probably three or four shows little tidbits of how it could affect you, right? Because the panic always is, I'm getting a check. I worked my whole life and I'm getting a check. I'm getting a Social Security check. Is that going to be late? What does that mean? You know, that's all part of the mix. That's all part of the conversation. And could it be a little bit late? Maybe it could be. I think people that are waiting for refunds, for example, from the IRS, it already was backed up. I can't imagine that would go any faster. And I think there would be kind of a slowdown with some of the services that you might receive from the federal government. So there's where you would have to really pack your patience. So the Senate is apparently ready to move forward to avoid a government shutdown. Supposedly, that's what Chuck Schumer is saying anyway, as of this Wednesday night. He's saying that there's an agreement that could prevent the government from shutting down on Friday. We're ready to move forward. We have the CR, the continuing resolution is what that's the acronym for, to prevent this shutdown, and we should be voting on that on Thursday morning. The Senate will vote on a continuing resolution, and we'll see if it'll be funded through December 3rd. And just so you're not confused, I mean, this is how the federal budget is. It's based on a fiscal year rather than a calendar year, and it runs from October 1st to September 30th. So now there's this agreement with the Republican senators, supposedly. They accepted the amendments that suspend raising the nation's debt ceiling through 2022, something the Republicans said they would oppose unless it was stripped from any funding resolution. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said it's now up to the Democrats, who have majorities in both the House and the Senate, as well as the White House, to pass the debt ceiling increase on their own without support from any Republicans. And that's another story, but that is October 18th, is the drop-dead point for that, to increase the limit before going into default. And I like what Janet, let me give it to you straight, Yellen said. She said that the agency's been using financial tricks to postpone the date for the ceiling to be raised. Imagine that. Are you shocked? But the conflict between the Republicans and the Democrats certainly is still brewing, and it's being caused by the two massive spending bills the Democrats were trying to push through Congress unilaterally to pass the key components of their agenda, including free college tuition and expanding Medicare. And that's not flying with the Republicans. They don't want to support that. They agreed to support a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, but absolutely laid down the gauntlet at a concurrent $5 trillion budget reconciliation. So we'll give you $1.2 trillion, but we're not up in the ante to $3.5 trillion. And the larger plan is what the president's agenda is, because he insists that it will cost most taxpayers nothing, because it would be funded by people with incomes over $400,000 a year paying their fair share and ending, he says, corporate tax loopholes. If passed by the Senate on Thursday, the resolution would then go back to the House for a vote, then quickly to Biden's desk for a signature to keep the government open on Friday. So if they're going to send the CR tomorrow, let's see where it goes. I mean, a government shutdown is something nobody likes to go through because of some of the reasons that I stated, where there's a panic and then there are people that are off, have to get back pay if it goes on too long. And then you have people that are working for free, like at the airports, which nobody wants that, right? I already have my doubts about some of the TSA people, and then you're going to pay, not pay them, and they're going to have to find their way into work and put their own money out there and then wait to get caught up. I don't think so. That doesn't work very well. We've already seen that act, and we didn't like it. So that just does not work. Doesn't work. This worked for Britney Spears. It's worth mentioning here, a judge suspended Britney Spears' father from conservatorship. And what does that mean? Basically, he had the rule of her money. So now that that has happened, because he's controlled her life and her money for 13 years, the Superior Court judge agreed with the petition from Spears and her attorney that Jamie Spears needs to give up his role as conservator. It's a huge victory for Britney Spears. She pled way back in the summer that her father needed to be out. He needed to be out. And while he might have been the champion that was there in the beginning, you know, that kind of relationship can spiral out of control because he had say in everything. And because he's the adult and you know some of the problems that she's had, people naturally assume that that was the smart thing to happen. But you know what they say about assumptions, right? Hey, coming up, what about this new poll that came out? Donald Trump running in 2024 and maybe his closest opponent, who for some is a rising star in the Republican Party, and for others, he's Satan in a suit. Who would that be? You'll find out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Almost 2 years ago, you would see pictures of President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. There was a huge homecoming campaign rally in Sunrise, Florida, and the two of them, you know, were like Mutt and Jeff, you know, really close. And of course, 2024, Trump wants to run again. At least that's certainly the word. Even he has said it. But the Florida governor really wants to become the Republican nominee for the country's highest office. So the super PAC run by Trump National Security Advisor turned critic John Bolton has actually come up with a few numbers. And in the poll, Trump leads DeSantis 26.2% to 25.2%. This is in the most recent survey. So that's pretty close if you think about it. And then it all drops down from there. So Trump still is in the driver's seat by a little bit, 26.2 to 25.2%. But then you go to former U.S. Attorney and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, distant third, 7.2%. Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor, 6%. Ted Cruz, 4.7%. Isn't that interesting? Splitting the difference. But I think those numbers indicate something that we all know. What we seem to, I think, know is that Trump wants to run again in 2024. He's danced around it, made hints about it, flat out probably told people close to him, and we're almost into 2022, and boy, it's when time really roars. And when you're running for the leader of the free world, it really really moves at not a snail's pace, at like the speed of light. It's really that insane. And Trump's already been through that. He knows it. DeSantis is certainly not a politician who hasn't had to do a few campaigns here or there. He gets it. I mean, this train will move fast. And it's just a question of that. I think the bigger question that is fascinating to me, will anybody really snag that Republican nomination from the former president? Or is it pretty much a done deal? If he wants it, he's healthy enough, he's not pulling out of saying, I'm going to run. How big would it be for him to run? And is he running against Joe Biden again? Well, you would assume, you know, the two terms. But, you know, who knows if that really happens. Because there's interesting talk on the Hill. And, of course, Biden is kind of that, he's kind of that elusive, is I guess a good way to put it, elusive, what are you as president? I mean, what identifies or separates him? Or, you know, if you look at the last couple of presidents, you absolutely could nail what you thought they were about. Trump, Obama, if you go back to, I call him Bush too, but GW, I think absolutely you understood. And we could go all the way through the last probably 10 presidents. But and usually after a year, you kind of get a sense of, okay, this is what was pitched when they were running, but this is the reality of what you're really getting. You know, are they really transparent? Is there a lot of communication with the American public? Do we understand the positions and policies, the push, the agenda? Because there's always an agenda from the White House. We have three branches of government. And one of the most powerful and the leader of the free world is the White House. Why do we have checks and balances? Why do we have the crazy circus we have on the Hill? Is because that was the idea of having the three branches. Although I don't think the founding fathers, who used to gather even from the very beginning at a tavern in Philadelphia in the early days as they were coming up with the document, as much as there were some spirited discussions and there were some who didn't like each other, and granted the world was different, very, very different, but there certainly seemed to be more accord, even if there were a lot of raised voices and differences. And now it seems like there isn't any place to land where you can have those raised voices. And then you're going to the pub, even if you have to social distance. I mean, but that's an old story. I mean, this is the same story that it's been since I jumped on the air. Bottom line is this. Schumer seems to think, hey, the Senate's ready to vote. We're going to make it happen. So maybe he should tell Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell, it sounds like, oh, okay, yeah. Let's do it, but don't try to cram something in that we're not going to agree to. And especially price tag is so, so big. And then the next frontier, if they get through this and the government doesn't shut down, is going to be the whole debt limit. And are we defaulting or not on this? You know, ultimately, right? It's about collecting the votes on the Hill. Who gets the most votes? Who has the most sway on whatever it, you know, whatever it is? All right. As the world turns, so does COVID. You know, the numbers, what companies are doing, people trying to figure out, what do I do if I have a vaccine card? Everybody's asking for it. Where do I have to show it? What proof do I have to have? Am I taking these COVID tests? Because I think a lot of places are asking for proof. It's now it's probably more than 50%, depending on what you're doing. So at least 43 million cases, 43 million cases. Although that can't be right. That number sounds just too high, doesn't it? Have been reported since February 29th, 2020. And I guess if you track it, you would come up with that. Wow. Just crazy to watch what's happening state by state. How many people have received one or more doses of the vaccine? 214 million. 185.5 million people have been fully vaccinated. 474 million doses have been distributed. But in the end, what does it all mean? Will states get to that 70% of adults at the current rate of where we are? Remember, the goal for Biden, one of his big agendas, was to have that 70% number by July 4th, and that fell way, way short, showing that there are many people who are apprehensive about getting the vaccine, especially you keep hearing side effects, don't want to have anyone in the government tell them what to do, and there are a huge amount of people that are not going to get vaccinated. I'll tell you about a story today. Earlier in the day, I was out at Globe Life Park, which is where the Texas Rangers used to play, and it's now right across from the beautiful new stadium where they play. And there was a thing called Van Gogh Immersive Experience, and it was pretty incredible if you think of Van Gogh, the guy who cut off his ear, ultimately took his own life, but painted sunflowers and Starry Night and some pretty incredible paintings that people just see as simple paintings, but when they see them hanging somewhere, they see what he was able to come up with and what an incredible mind he had. And this exhibit comes to life. You know, it's not just, oh, I'm looking at some paintings. It's not about that. It's about the paintings coming to life, basically. And tickets, you have to get months and months and months in advance. And the second you step into it, when you're waiting in line, they're very polite, but they get on and they say, this in this exhibit, you have to be masked. You can go back and forth, and we want you to enjoy the exhibit. You can see it at your own pace, but you must be masked. And if you decide you don't want to be masked, then we're going to ask you to leave. And there were people that didn't have masks, and they had masks, and they handed them out to people, and people put them on. But we also see these incidents that are happening on planes where fights break out, nastiness happens, and then people are fined. So in this nation, you know, it really comes down to teams in a way. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, masked, unmasked. My, oh, my, oh, my. Mailbag coming up.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator, as reports say a judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, having certified public accountant John Zabel now take over through the end of the year.
Britney Spears going in today's court proceedings knowing she had a powerful backer in Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
For the court to throw out her lawyer based on a secret medical report that she couldn't access, the lawyer couldn't access, and couldn't be charged is something straight out of Kafka.
Cruz said if a cultural icon like Spears can't get justice, what does it say to the 1 million or so others in America under conservatorship? The U.S. House this evening approving a measure to suspend the nation's debt ceiling through December 2022. It now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to fail. This is USA Radio News. Top brass in the U.S. military were facing mounting pressure again today from lawmakers to explain the way the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan went and why. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin acknowledging the evacuation mission at Kabul Airport certainly wasn't perfect, but he also said he wanted to remind those lawmakers.
It was the largest airlift conducted in U.S. history, and it was executed in just 17 days.
Facebook debuting its new feature called Reels, R-E-E-L-S. The Reels feature allows users to create short-form videos with a multitude of editing options, try to keep up with TikTok. Meanwhile, YouTube is banning prominent anti-vaccine activists. It's, in fact, blocking all anti-vax content. The Google-owned video site making the announcement as part of a new set of policies that it says are aimed at cutting down on anti-vaccine content and misinformation overall. And this is USA Radio News.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B-complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Well, in order to dig very deep, thanks to you, and those two tall guys in the back. But I want to remind everyone, before we dive into the mailbag, that we have Nail the Score coming up. And what is Nail the Score? If you've never done the Nail the Score thing, I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call in or shoot me an email before the top of the hour, because we'll do it in our next segment. And then you own that score. And if that's the score, the final score of the game, you win fabulous prizes. You just pick a side and tell me what you think the score is going to be. Boy, it doesn't get any easier than that, right? It seems like it would be easy. That's what I always say when I get a lottery ticket. But it should be so easy. I'm just picking a few numbers. I'm, in all seriousness, it's a lot of fun, and maybe you'll be a winner. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. It's that easy. Keep it in front of you. Call when we play Nail the Score, and maybe, my friends, you will win. All right, let's go to Kevin, who is listening to us on KVOI in Tucson, Arizona. He says, hey, Kate, I have a sports question for you. Do you think the Cardinals are for real? Because this is the team, of course, that we root for in the desert, and they've got a big, big game coming up against the Rams. Can they beat the Rams? Well, the can is, well, sure, any given Sunday, any team can beat any other team. But I look at a couple of things. Good weapons, Kyler Murray. What are we getting from Kyler Murray? Were people talking about him in the beginning of the year in any of the preseason mags with some of the people I know that have covered football for a very long time? they weren't dissing him, but they weren't talking about him being this next rock star right away. But boy, he seems like a world beater, doesn't he? And Cardinals are unbeaten. Rams are unbeaten. Somebody's going to go down. You know what's good about Murray, and I like this in a lot of quarterbacks when they can do it well, he has that hunger, right, because of the youth, et cetera, I think, and wanting to prove himself. And he makes things happen. He scrambles when he has to. He makes the moves, period, right? He does the improv thing. You know, if I've got to do it, if I've got to improv, if the play breaks down, I'm going to figure out a way to try to do it. And I do it. I execute. And that means he has the confidence of his teammates, and that's big. So that's why the Cardinals are number one in the NFC West. But I look at the schedule at the Rams, then they're home for the 49ers, then they're at the Browns, then the Texans at home, the Green Bay Packers at home at least. And this schedule is not an easy schedule for the Cardinals. But I say thumbs up. I mean, you know, that they, of course, they're for real. They're a for real team. Unless, like other teams, somebody goes down with some sort of injury. All right, this one is from Denny. And Denny says, hey, Kate, I wanted to give you a shout out from Wisconsin. Every once in a while, I hear you mention something about Wisconsin. I think you've spent a little bit of time here. We are proud of our state from tip to tip and end to end. And I am here in Chippewa Falls, so I listen to you on 680. A lot of times I catch you early in the morning. I am looking at what happened in the case of the Haitian migrants who were taking over that area of Texas. And boy, do I feel sorry for those people in that little town. And I listen to what people have to say about how do we solve this problem. And you have some lawmakers saying, well, every single person should get asylum. We should make this happen. We should be able to process this. And I think they clearly have not spent any time at the border. If you are overrun by 15,000 people, it's not an evil thing to say, we need to take some of these people and we need to send them back to Haiti. Because they're just going to flounder here. And how many people can be subbed out on top of the Afghanistan refugees to various states? It is a disaster, and it was cleared up. I give all the props to the frontline guys and women who helped get people on buses, helped get them on planes ultimately, and just made things happen and didn't pay attention to what was being written or said. They just made it happen again and again. It's the frontline people like the Border Patrol that hold the bag and get none of the glory. So I'm here to give them some glory. It had to be cleared. They did the best that they could, and it is clear. You know, I'm kind of with you on that, right? There's some things that are going on toward people that are untoward or something. Of course, no, that's horrible. But how are you gonna decide who's in, who's out? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's see who's the first to go. I mean, it is tragic. It is tragic that we just can't let anyone in who wants to come to the United States and wants to taste the freedom or whatever the reasons are. But then when something happens, you have the nation saying, well, how could that happen? Weren't they vetted? Didn't we do something? Didn't we know what their status was and what they were doing? You can't possibly just blink your eyes and think you're going to process that amount of people. And they did move pretty fast. They did. But just do the math. It's just that tough. All right, I want to try to get some more in, so I don't want to go too deep on the rabbit hole. I have a tendency to do that. Yeah. Rick, Kate, tell me about this whole thing with Britney Spears and her papa, who seems to want to wrap his arms more around the money than his baby girl. You know, it's funny you say that. I think the conservatorship ran its course and ran aground. So someone temporarily taking over, I think, Absolutely. That's a great thing. I just saw they have like a documentary that has a couple of different things in the documentary, different types of episodes. One of them is about Britney Spears, maybe two now, and how she became a singer and what happened and how could they even get the money to get her in front of somebody in New York and how tough it was. And he seemed to be supportive. He was not around a lot, according to the film. And that was coming from a lot of different people that weren't necessarily criticizing him, but they were saying they didn't see him around a lot. So we know that Britney has struggled with mental health issues. However, right from the get-go, he had a stranglehold on everything around her. And this happens with actresses, this happens with singers, it happens with a lot of people. It's not necessarily unusual, but it is head-scratching, I guess I'll say. And some of what happened was just too an avalanche of negativity. And that's enough about Britney Spears. I mean, all right, one step. You know, he's suspended. He's not the conservator. So there are other aspects of the case that will also unfold, and we'll see what the judge says then. This one comes to us from Nicholas. And Nicholas says, Kate, I listened to that BS from Millie and others who were testifying the other day, and they talk about the lost war and miscalculations and how many different administrations were handed the reins of Afghanistan. And I just think when you listen to a guy like General Milley and you hear what he is saying in the Armed Services Committee hearing, it just seems like he maybe had a tendency to go rogue, and perhaps that's too strong, but in the end, how much do you push and how much is lost? And I think there was a complication there. So Milley's testimony comes, you know, a day after he and another key figure in the American exit from Afghanistan told the Senate panel that the war had been a strategic failure, but that the president was within his right to dismiss their counsel, that a complete military withdrawal would hasten the Taliban's takeover. And that's it, right? In a nutshell, what happened? I mean, the 13 U.S. service members who were killed in a suicide strike outside the Kabul airport and the hundreds of U.S. citizens who were left behind, I mean, that's awful. But putting the wall of defense, I'll call them, on the Hill at the same time and listening to how they went through phone calls and interactions with the president, I think is fascinating. I mean, that's a good way to answer that. Because President Trump wanted to keep at least 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, saying that in their view, that a reduction below that number would anticipate or would precipitate, rather, an eventual collapse. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. How do you secure that many people, especially when they know exactly what you're going to do next? And it certainly seemed that way. All right, this one is from Tom. And Tom says, hey, Kate, I've heard you talk about the floodwaters and who got the high wind and what did Ida do. And it's going to be lots of nonstop building hammering and all that you can imagine in trying to pull up a house with decent bones all over again. It's so tough to move. It's so tough to pull all your stuff together and then do all the ins and outs of what you have to do. That's for sure. Well, yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Yeah, it is for sure, right? So much easier just... Isn't that the thing about a hotel, right? You go to the hotel, see the sheets are tight and the room looks good. Oh, stay with us. Nail the Score next.
The
like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It is time to try to nail the score. Oh, boy. There are some interesting games for week four in the NFL, and they're interesting for different reasons, right? So the big conversation is about the Patriots and the Buccaneers on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Why? Because King Brady is coming back to the land of Belichick. And what is the reception going to be like? I think the fans will go wild for him. He might set a passing record. He probably will. But I don't know. What will that matchup look like? The Patriots are horrid. So I don't think that's the game of the week. The storyline is pretty interesting. Then you could also look at the Rams and the Cardinals. Now that, my friends, is a game. When you look at both quarterbacks, when you look at what both teams have done, and it's in SoFi Stadium, the Rams are favored by 4.5. That could be a really, really good game. But I think the game to see is going to be the Panthers and the Cowboys. The Panthers, with Sam Darnold as the quarterback, he has found his rhythm. 3-0, but they're coming to Cowboy land, and the guy who broke his ankle and is so excited to be playing and has found like this incredible joy, Dak Prescott, defeathered the Eagles on Monday Night Football, and now they have a chance at the Panthers to go 3-1. Dallas is favored by 4.5 in this game out at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And I'm going to say that this is the game of the week, certainly one of the games of the week anyway. So it's your chance to try and nail the score. And how do you do that? You can send me an email, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I think some of you are working, and that's what you do. Maybe you're double screening in a way. That's fine. Just send me your guess. Or you can jam on this line, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think this is going to be a really fun game to watch. This is going to be a really, really fun game. All right, let's go to Sharon, who is listening to us in Portland, Maine. They're just about to get all those turning of the leaves in Maine. I mean, I don't care if you're listening in the Deep South or out in the West or someplace else. That would be something to put on a bucket list, right? To go and see all those amazing trees turn. Sharon, how are you?
I'm awesome. I remembered.
You remembered. Good for you. And, hey, you got to tell us. I just set you up. Are those leaves starting to turn into the beautiful things that they are in the fall there in Portland?
They're starting to. We still got another couple weeks before they peak.
Okay. So that's some good advice, at least timing-wise, if you're thinking of going in that direction. So who do you like in this one? Do you like the Cowboys or do you like the Panthers?
I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Cool. And what do you think the final score is?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say 31-24 Dallas.
31-24 Dallas, and that would be the over, by the way, for that game. I like it, Sharon. Thanks for calling. She remembered. She gets good props for that. Thanks, Sharon, in Maine. And then Pete. Oh, Pete always remembers. He comes out of the bunker in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Before we get started, the Border Patrol guy probably saved that individual's life. He didn't let him wander out into the desert.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, sorry, Joe. Your argument doesn't hang. Anyway, Cowboys 38-30.
38-30. I love it. So we got a bunch of overs. Pete, thanks for that. So how about it? Sharon and Pete both would have the over, both picking the Cowboys. Sharon says 31. Pete gives it more, 38. And the Cowboys, I already said, are favored in this matchup. I think the Cowboys have found their rhythm, and the Eagles are not going to be competitive and good this year, even though they had kind of that one flash game that was interesting against Atlanta. And look at Washington and look at the Giants. The Giants are tanking. They can't find anything. They're 0-3 at this point. And so this is a big test. This is a big game for the Cowboys. The Cowboys really look like they really look like a whole team, I guess is the way to say that. And they've got the right parts that are starting to really pull together, and this is a big one for them, absolutely, after dominating the Eagles and now going into a next one that's going to be much more competitive. What is that, you know, what's that going to look like? Can they bring the magic or not? Okay, remember, you can send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or you can call me, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Nate. Nate, who do you think wins? I think Nate has lost his voice.
Oh, plenty of people wish that would happen.
Unfortunately, nope, I've got a microphone. Sorry, guys. She asked, I'm going to just do the 3521, and we'll just lean right into what all you practically bookies just tell me is the way to go.
I'll I like that.
Loose my money unto the wise here.
All right, so Nate is picking the Cowboys. Wow, 31, 35, 38 points so far have been put on this board, as he says. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, too. I don't know how you go against them in this one. I do think it's not going to be a blowout game like this last one. I think it'll be closer than that, or if there's a facade that's happening and Sam Darnold starts to throw a bunch of interceptions like he did with the Jets, well, then it might be a very long day for Carolina this time around. But I think it'll be much more competitive, and I have to go with the Cowboys, and I'm going to say that the Cowboys are going to win it, but I'm going to say the score is, how about this? I'm going to say the score is 30 to 27. It's just fascinating to watch every year because the Cowboys still are, in a way, you could argue with me, but in a way, they are America's team. And I saw that when I traveled with them, that every place I went to, I mean, even in Green Bay, you couldn't even get off the buses. Same thing with Philadelphia, same thing with New York. And it was really an eye-opener to me that, yeah, there's lots of Cowboy fans around the U.S. They were like the, to me, like how the Yankees are, that there were so many Yankee fans in other places in the country. So now you look at some of the players that really have stepped up, and how are they going to stack up against Carolina? And so that's, I kind of based it on that. Trayvon Diggs, who became the first Cowboy with an interception in each of the three games of the season since like 85, when the great Everson Walls was able to do that. I met him one time at a charity golf tournament. He was funny, great sense of humor. So anyway, but I point out someone like Diggs as there's another weapon, right? Great corner. And his star is starting to shine. And I think they're finding that groove, and it's going to be very tough on the other side of this ball for them to pull it off, the Panthers. But they are 3-0. And so far, again, Darnold has looked like a different quarterback. You got a couple of minutes. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Promise I will head to the mailroom, and if you sent me a guess, it will be duly noted. Oh, I hope someone nails the score. Thanks for playing, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.